Well, hello, everyone. We are so glad to have you here with us and that our group is together. It's just such a nice, energetic state of energy when we meet. I really enjoy it. And I missed that earlier this year, not having that connection. So the Zoom has just been wonderful. For us to see each other and to connect. Melena?
Yeah, well, welcome everybody. So before we really get started, just how are all of you doing and how are you faring with these new energies we received?
You have to unmute yourself to talk.
I find has been very expansive, and really no words to describe it.
No.
That's how it feels on this end of it too. For like the last 3 weeks, I don't even know if I've been, I'm not even sure where I've been the last 3 weeks.
Well, it's been hard navigating my normal world, I had a dentist appointment, earlier this week and it was like, oh, really? Anyway, it's just those things you have to attend to. But when those kind of energies are flowing through you and you're paying attention to them, it's like you really don't want to deal with the day-to-day life, but you have to do both things simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. Anybody else have anything to comment? Well,
my comments are basically what you've just said today and also from last week. Lack of dreaming and not sleeping at night and especially getting less done than I'm accustomed to.
Yeah.
Like appointments and that. I can do like one thing a day and then I need two or three days off before I can do something else.
To recover, yes, we understand that.
I'm with you. I'm right there.
Leanne, I see you waiting.
Things are so much clearer and my intuition is like off the charts. Like I have a really good friend and her sister was making up her mind whether she was going to make her transition or not. And Penny asked me, she said, can you take a look at her? And I knew her name. I knew where she was without Penny telling me. And I just told her what I saw. And she was she's making a decision to stay or go. And so I said, she knows you're there. And so just hold that space for her. And it was just like, okay, there's the tree. So that has been kind of eye-opening for me, that I can hold that clarity.
Yeah. I have found that kind of this week in certain things.
Or I'll know, Don will come in and I'll know what he's going to say, which is kind of, man has no filter, so... Like this, I'm like, I think he's going to start calling me Radar.
That's funny. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Well, obviously these were really big energies that came in, and although my computer now decides to have a mind of its own. Hold on, I'll get everybody back on there. Okay, I've got you back.
Kind of wonderful, though, that all of these new, expansive. Like, I've stopped calling things intuition. I think it's just our state of refinement that's constant. So it's not intuition on, off, or whatever. It's just right. This perpetual constancy that's sort of beautiful in its newness, but yet it still feels like home. You know, it feels more like home, whatever that is, kind of deep inside. So,
right, right. Well, that makes sense. But you know, because somewhere during last week's transmissions, I can recall it being said that you know the one of the frequencies built into all of those templates was the remembering, the remembrance. Mm-hmm. You know, and it began the week before with the pool of remembrance. And so, and that is where we are. You know, we are beginning to remember those forgotten aspects of ourselves.
Right.
So before we, nobody else has anything they want to say, there's a couple things I wanted to just say. And of course, those four templates were massive and huge in their energetics and frequencies, and they were just multiple layers of frequency, and each layer built on the preceding one, and it kept on. But also woven within that were the through that transmission was infused with all these little subtleties and all these little nuances, and then today there will be more layers, you know, coming in. So you know, in these upcoming weeks and until we meet again in October, we do encourage you to take the time and listen or go through the transcripts from all three of these sessions slowly, and just take it segment by segment and really be in the energetics of what's given in each one of those segments. That will help you so much. And as you go through them and you spend time particularly focusing on each one of those, each iteration of those 8-8 templates, all four of them, and where they were placed. So just put your focus there and just spend, time just immersed in those energetics. And there's really nothing else to do but just be there and just allow those to just keep working through you, because you know, all parts of us are being affected by those. And the other thing, and I just received this morning, that the crystalline chambers have already been recalibrated to accommodate the beginning flow of these new refined frequencies of these four 888 templates. And, if you will utilize these over these coming weeks, it will benefit us all significantly by helping our unified field to smoothly and effectively assimilate all of these energies. And then also returning to that pool of remembrance and that liquid plasma. And the other thing, I don't know whether this is new or whether I had just not been aware of before, but the plasma pool is now being constantly infused with the frequencies of those four chambers for you specifically. So, you know, that's a wonderful place to return to and just be immersed in that and just relax and just let all of those things flow through you. And everything is always just being calibrated to the level that you can stably maintain. And anyway, so we just kind of encourage you to visit that as well over these coming months. weeks rather than months. Well, I guess it is about 2 months until we meet again in October.
Well, those are very good points. And I think that as these infusions aren't going to, that we've received, are not going to come out online completely immediately, you know, within a week's time. It's just not possible. So because they are so massive and so light infused, it's, and if you've noticed, it doesn't take your physical energy away where it used to when we get a big download, you know, you would physically feel it, to where you'd be tired. It would just zap you. That's no longer the case because we have built our energetic field to such a level, but more and more is yet to come. The more we build it, the more we can receive more light and different templates and frequency ranges. And be aware, and I find that so with myself, of not only the significance of what is manifesting, but the subtleness. Every little bit of your being is being affected. So it's these little subtleties, like your clairvoyance coming online, like Leanne talked about. And it won't be in everything. It'll be just in pockets. So to kind of stay aware of subtleties that are building in your field, because this is really, really important as we proceed and more is going to be given. So I wanted to make you aware of that because there's a lot yet that we haven't even begun to integrate from what was given to us last week. And there's a whole another scepter that is going to be given to you today. So to expect that by the time we meet again in October for it to be totally integrated, it's not going to happen. But there will be subtle little things that are personal to you that will really benefit you to pay attention to. So that's all I have to say. So I would like to, Melina, do you have anything to?
No, that was it.
Okay.